Welcome to the Power Press Podcast. My name is Mackenzie and I'm your host. Thanks for listening today. It is the end of 2016, and as such, I have two guests with me today for this last episode, Todd Cochran and Mike Dell.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. It's been quite a year.
I keep seeing a lot of people say this is one for the books with everything that's happened this year. Everyone's happy to see 2016 in the rearview mirror.
I am ecstatic to see 2016 go.
But it's been an exciting 2016, hasn't it?
It's been, you know, you're always surprised by something.
Yeah, lots of the popcorn companies have done real well this year.
Yes.
But I know that you've got a bunch of stuff for us to talk about what we've done this year, right? Isn't that the topic of today's show? Or
yeah, so I wanted to focus on what we've done in PowerPress and what we've done as Blueberry this year, and specifically the things that the three of us particularly enjoyed, you know, releasing or coming out or working on or whatever it is. And first off, I figured I would start with talking about some of the updates that we did to PowerPress this year. So over the past 12 months, there were 7 updates, and not a whole lot, like not all of them had major things happen. I'd say the biggest change and update that we had this year was adding the Blueberry hosting player. That was a big one for us.
Yeah, Mike, don't you think that the player probably got the most bang for the buck this year? I think we've had a huge response to it, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You get a lot of kudos for that player, and it's definitely unique in the fact that it's unbranded and it's very functional. It has all the features on it that you would expect on a player, and it's fairly flexible.
Yeah, I got an email from a company just last week that's, they basically said, wow, this thing, we've been testing it on web, mobile, tablets. He says it's, he used the word brilliant in the way it was designed, so that, its functions change just a little bit depending on what platform you're on. So I think when someone comes back to us and says that to us, I think that means, a huge, huge success. I know I've had a lot of requests from people wanting to basically license the player and that don't host with us, but we've kind of stuck by our guns to this point, at least, of reserving that for our hosting customers. We spent a lot of money developing that player. It was actually pretty shocking to me, the total end cost on that, but it was a worthy investment to, for our hosting customers to have something special that, makes them stick out, that it's a Blueberry exclusive.
I enjoyed helping design it. I worked with our design team and Angelo and you, and thinking, what can we put in here that will get all of the features that we want, but still keep it unbranded and keep it functional for whatever sites that people have, and, make it available to the masses.
And it's also goes beyond PowerPress too, right? If a podcaster is on a different content management system, they can use it if they're a hosting customer, if they're publishing through the actual Blueberry platform versus through WordPress PowerPress combination. So, it's not limited to just the WordPress users that are hosting with us too. So that's really exciting as well. And I don't think a lot of people realize that, but it is.
Yeah, I just had a customer here the other day that asked if it would work on Squarespace, and he put it on his Squarespace site, and it looks awesome.
I think the biggest thing is the number of people that have migrated over from SoundCloud and a variety of other services to just use it as well. And the non-branding, I've never figured out why companies want to advertise their service that you're paying for on your site. So, you've got a player on your site and it's got their big ass branding on there that it says, oh, look at me, instead of look at the, you know, look at the customer's branding. So, you know, I was pretty hardcore on it in the beginning to make sure that the branding was definitely tied back to the podcaster's site, not ours. It just didn't make any sense to me.
You know, Mike, you brought up someone putting the player on Squarespace, and that was another thing that we added to PowerPress this year, was the option to import directly from Squarespace into PowerPress.
Right, right. And with the import tools, the migrate tools built into PowerPress, you can migrate from pretty much any service, but we had to do some special coding to get Squarespace feeds pulled in properly, but it's a pretty easy process now. We move over people, you know, several of them every week from, you know, all over the place, but especially from Squarespace lately.
I know this year too, you know, we've actually got a significant development line. And I think what you'll see in 2017 is a PowerPress that has got a new interface. They tried getting me to sign off on it, you know, the previous version, and I thought it was not quite ready yet. So I'm hoping in the next release of PowerPress, it'll have a brand new interface as far as navigation wise to try to help simplify. And I don't know, maybe we'll confuse people even more, but, you know, PowerPress has turned into this pretty amazing tool, and it's got a lot of options. So we're going to try to, just make it easier to navigate. So we'll see what happens with the update there. They've got a lot of work ahead of them. Plus, adding one of the features I absolutely love that we introduced this year. But, you know, I should have mentioned, or Mackenzie, we kind of forgot. You know, the expansion this year didn't include just software. It also included, you know, bringing Mike on full time.
Yes, it did.
And Mike, I tell you, man, you know, you've been worth your weight in gold too. I know that you've got about 9 minutes where you have to bounce off here because you've got a call with a customer, and that's something that no one else does. You can actually talk to a live human that's not in India. And, you know, if anyone that's listening is from India, don't take this the wrong way, but we have, you know, our customer support team is here in the US, and Mike, you're on the front line along with Sean.
Yeah, and I got a call here in a little bit. And what that is, okay, say we do change PowerPress up. First off, we're going to have a webinar about it. We'll have, you know, training available. I've got a video that'll take you through PowerPress from A to Z. And if you need some specialized help, just schedule some time with me and we'll get on GoToMeeting and get you set up.
It's just sometimes you got to be able to call a friend, you know, and that is what we really designed, you know, what we wanted Mike to be able to do is talk to our customers and make sure that they got the world-class frontline support and sometimes email, you can go, you know, 10, 20 rounds and both parties are pulling their hair out, and sometimes it's a 5-minute call solves all that, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, with email, the problem is, you know, sometimes new podcasters especially have their terminology not quite right. And by talking to somebody on the phone, it's a whole lot easier to figure out what exactly they're actually talking about. And it just cuts the frustration level down to almost zero. You know, just being able to, you know, to just pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, I think what you mean is this. Is that right? And, you know, then 5 minutes, you get something solved that might have taken 30 emails.
Mackenzie, I don't want to showboat your show.
It's okay.
That's the problem when you have three hosts on here.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, what else did we add this year? I'm looking at notes. And we added a new page called Destinations. And this is specifically for podcast directories and apps that you submitted your show to, so that you can just add the URL that you have from that submission to PowerPress, and then they'll act exactly as they should. We added Google Play and Stitcher to that. That was along with adding the audio player in the same release. So that was a big one that we had, and that was in June.
Yeah, I think the destinations thing was more of a tool to assist podcasters in knowing, oh yeah, I still should submit my show over here. Once I do, let me put that in the destinations tab. And then that fed, it was a circular loop. It feeds back into the subscribe icons that are so important on podcasters' websites. And, you know, I called 2015 the year of trying to get folks to subscribe to Android. And 2016 has been really, we kind of bumped it up, said, let's make sure we allow people to subscribe to, you know, all these other great services that are syndicating podcasts, which, you know, as you mentioned, was TuneIn and also Stitcher. We added as, you know, subscribe options on the subscribe on sidebar icon. And if you folks are not using that already, and you don't know what I'm even talking about, you know, just come over to the powerpresspodcast.com website and look at the subscribe icon. And then if you need help getting that added to your website, please do, because really our goal and number one goal is get that, give that new listener every opportunity in the world to subscribe, whether it be on the sidebar or whether it be subscribe button underneath your player. Without them subscribing, they're a lost opportunity to have someone continue listening to your show long term.
Right. And what Todd's talking about is there's a widget now that's added by PowerPress that you can put in your WordPress sidebar. It's called Subscribe to Podcast. And it's just a widget with some nice big buttons that look good on mobile. And that destinations page that Mackenzie was telling you about, that's how you populate those links. So make sure, you know, when you're setting up PowerPress that you don't forget that destinations tab and, you know, go ahead and put links to all your different directory listings in there. And that will populate those big, beautiful buttons.
One thing, go ahead, Mackenzie. You know, one thing we should actually say, Mike, about and Mackenzie, about those buttons is some people have asked why the button's so big. Well, there was a method to the madness, and I even asked the question too. I'm like, do they have to be that big? And what it's designed for is someone that is coming in with a mobile device. And, you know, oftentimes, have you ever been on a website where you had to hunt and peck to try to get something to react on a website? Well, we followed the guidelines on how big buttons are supposed to be able to be clickable by putting your finger on, you know, on an icon or on a graphic. And we followed those guidelines that are laid out as a, I don't know, national spec. Again, I'm not the designer, but anyway, be able to touch it and not have to like hit it three times. When you touch it, it's going to react to the action it's supposed to. But yeah, look at that widget menu in WordPress and you'll find that subscribe to podcast widget in there that you can drag and drop into your sidebar.
And another thing we added was that subscribe page option.
Oh yeah. Awesome.
Where you can generate a WordPress page. It's called, you know, that's called subscribe to podcast as well. And you could add that to your menus and whatnot, but that gives you a little explanation. It gives your users a little explanation on why you want to subscribe and how to subscribe on various devices. And that's that was baked right into PowerPress sometime this year. I think it was with version 7. Is that right, Mackenzie?
Let me look. I think it was version 7. And then we're going to have 7.1 in 2017.
Hey, Mike, I know you got to go in 3 minutes here, but what, you know, what was your favorite option we've added this year? What went overall, not just in PowerPress, but in the entire stack?
I think the, you know, the biggest thing we just put out was that post to social. That's, you know, that is going to be baked into PowerPress shortly. But from Blueberry itself, it's great. You know, you set up your social media accounts and it does a little 2-minute teaser video on Facebook and YouTube with a little outro that you record ahead of time that tells people how to get the rest of the show. And I think that's just brilliant. That way, you know, you get the exposure on your social media and it still drives people back to your site to subscribe and to listen to the show. And I think, you know, I think that's going to be the biggest bang for the buck coming up in 2017. I think we put that out about, what, 3 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah. I was expecting a little bit of feedback from folks on you know, only doing 2 minutes on Facebook and then the outro that you pre-record and it appends to the end of the audio. And so far, no one's, that's not been a complaint. We actually had a complaint on another thing that we kind of missed that we've got to fix. And that's so that Postal Social can actually go to pages instead of just the, you know, profile accounts. And that was, you know, quite honestly, that was an oversight. So we're, you know, we're going to fix that and get it squared away. But, you know, I'm just, you know, Mackenzie, I was in the office when Winnie was demoing Postal Social for me. What was my reaction?
Well, you literally walked in the room and we told you what happened and you kind of yelped.
Yeah, if I remember, I did a little few, like, unbecoming jumping around.
Yes, you did.
Well, it's definitely a neat option, and yeah, I can imagine the reaction.
So again, that's another Blueberry Hosting customer exclusive. So, you know, and the reason it is we have to host the media in order to do what we do, to send it to Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. We actually have to have the media on our server to be able to package it and send it to those services. So if I could have made it an option where someone could have just added that on and bought it as a separate function, we may have done that. But those that are using PowerPress that are not hosting with us, yeah, they're going to be a little bit, you know, out of luck, sadly, when we do release it in PowerPress, because we still have to host the media in order to, for them to utilize it.
We've also got some other ideas that we would love to get into Postal Social at some point, but right now we're just going to focus on what we have and, you know, down the line then.
Hint, hint, other services. Yeah, other destinations, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the next things.
But, you know, our list this year, I look at the, you know, you just sent out the newsletter and I look at the list of stuff that we've done this year. And it's a little shorter than I wanted, but we have got so much stuff that is like, you know, 10 lines of code away from delivering. You know, it has taken forever to get ready to get PowerPress sites with the next level introduced, but they're so close. And the amount of code that we've had to put into it has just been remarkable. So I've kind of been on semi-vacation myself this week. So I'm hoping Winnie and Lena while Angelo's out on vacation, has been cranking on, you know, PowerPress sites and ready to, you know, hopefully very early in the new year, we're going to make the next jump here and get that fully deployed. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, that's going to be the easy button for new podcasters.
And, you know, and I think that's one of the things too. I definitely was happy to see us bring on the, you know, PowerPress sites and the basic package with everyone getting a WordPress site that hosts with us. That's been very popular for new podcasters. And I was actually pretty astounded by the actual numbers of folks that came on and set up. And it just goes to show when you just basically, as you said, Mike, make it one click and make it easy for them and lower the barrier and let them just concentrating, you know, creating media on that. And then your follow on webinars and our, you know, the training stuff we're bringing on board, and there's more training coming than even I'm behind on producing some segments. I think we're going to help sustainability on podcasts too and keep them going so that podcasters don't run out of gas and help them give them a roadmap to try to, you know, improve their show or, you know, get their show off the ground.
Be sure to look for the Blueberry YouTube channel. There's a lot of new stuff going up there as far as general podcasting stuff and Blueberry specific podcasting stuff. That's going to be a destination for you to learn more about PowerPress and everything in the podcast world that we know about anyway. So yeah. Anyway, I got to get out of here.
All right, Mike, thanks.
You guys have a great show.
Thanks, Mike.
Support yep. Services call. When the customer calls, the podcast goes on the side.
I know.
And we actually, you know, and that's another big difference with us too is I think we and maybe one other company actually have an office. I think most of the other companies are are virtual. I know that some of them have offices in China and Eastern Europe and places like that. But I think we are one of the very, very small number of podcasting companies that is 100% US based. I know in today's age, people maybe don't care about that as much. You know, you are buying red, white, and blue. And if you are from overseas, we appreciate you supporting our company as well. But I have always thought that, you know, the more I can keep the team all, you know, at least in a relatively few number of time zones, the better. You know, well, maybe that'll change in the future. Who knows? I don't know. But definitely want to make sure that we continue to be a customer face forward service. That's, you know, that's the key.
So, Todd, what was your favorite thing that we did this year?
Oh, definitely. You know, it was obviously a number of things. Post to social was big. Mm-hmm. The new stats interface. We spent a lot of time on that. You know, that's added up. You know, it doesn't look like a lot of features, but it's added some more granularity mm-hmm. down deeper. I know that we've had... When we turned it on just last week, the current server that is hosting the pages and everything else, the database, even though we've just added another layer to the onion, and that's the way I like to describe it, is the stats starts out with this big global look, and then you can dig all the way down the dirt on an individual episode. That additional data, that database just basically flipped us the bird. And
kind of flatlined there for a second.
Yeah, and it was, you know, we didn't lose any data, none of that, but it was just too much. You know, we didn't have enough ponies underneath the hood to make it do what it was supposed to do. So I don't know if Angela's doing this work while he's been on vacation, but we're migrating the new database that's running now to a much more, it's a monster and monster server and service and, you know, with a significantly increased monthly cost too. But I think we had, we found out real quick that our customers are in the stats because we don't track usage. We don't track how many times someone's logging in and looking at their data, but we knew about the number of tickets we got. Within about 2 hours, we're like, holy smokes. It was like, we got like 15 tickets saying, hey, this thing is dog slow. What's going on? So we put the previous version back on as primary and made the new version with a link secondary. And that will, it's just a purely a, we needed more ponies. So that's going to happen immediately following the new year. And I think that'll be another big part of our, you know, legacy of what we did in 2016, that actually some of it will be filled in 2017.
Regardless, we did not lose any data.
No. And actually the data collection is on a completely different system, I guess, per se. What you see when you log into is the post-processed data. There's no active, nothing active going on there. So the...
Because don't we have to, like, we collect data and then we...
Process it,
then, you know, we show it, which is also why you're not going to get real time data. Like you're not going to know who listened to your show 5 minutes ago.
And that comes in as a ticket once in a while. Well, I just pressed play and I looked at my stats and it didn't update. I'm like, well, you need to wait. I think we run through now for non-paying customers. I don't even want to say, but it's, I think it's every 4 hours we update for non-paying.
I think it's every couple, yeah.
Yeah, and don't quote me on that. But the paying customers are on a higher refresh rate. You know, that's something too. As people are listening to this, if you're on the free stats, and we have literally nearly 40,000 people that are using 40,000 podcasters that are using the free stats. We definitely appreciate it when you consider the $5 a month pro stats. Just imagine, you know, if I had every free stats customer come up on the $5 a month plan, we could immediately hire, you know, 2-3 more people maybe two, to continue to advance the space. So, you know, one thing that this audience needs to know is that, you know, we're actively investing in the space and the community, and, you know, almost every dime that comes in, goes right back out, either in salary or support or promotions or sponsorships, or, you know, my goal is not to add cash to the bank account every year. My goal is to, keep advancing and keep moving forward. And the way we do that is through ongoing customer support, and that we, you know, greatly appreciate. Anyway, that's went a little deeper into the business side, but, you know, I just want to let you know that those of you that are listening, that your resources that you're putting into our company is definitely being used for positive things to help advance the space. There's no one that's, getting a big fat check that goes into their checking account every year. That doesn't happen with us. We're privately held, but the goal is to, you know, continue to reinvesting in the company completely.
We've got too much going on to even consider
doing. Oh, yeah, way too much. You know, I need to hire a couple more devs, and it's just, we don't even have, technically, you know, Mackenzie, you and I are the marketing team.
Exactly.
With support from Kathy and making sure that it's written correctly and all that stuff, you know. And But we're still small. You know, still a team of 12, and not everyone is full time. So, you know,
a lot of us wear many hats.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know. This is episode 35.
And you've been doing these every other week.
Yes.
So, you've been at this a little. We finally got your issues resolved, I think, when I was out there last time. So it took a while to get you completely dialed in, but the new system's been working good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been working well. The sound has been consistent and much easier to boot up. So that's a weight off my shoulders.
Yeah. We
appreciate it.
Yeah, we had to throw some hardware at it. It was doing too much with one thing is what we were doing. So I'm glad it's working well. I haven't heard you yell at me lately. So
it happened once or twice. It did. So
yeah.
Happy to not be doing that anymore.
So, yesterday I was, went to Maui with my wife, and we hung out. And for those of you who don't know, I live in Hawaii permanently. When I retired from military, my wife said, we're staying, we're not going back to the, as we like to refer to it here, the lower 48. So I took a vacation over to Maui. I live on Oahu, and we drove up to Halelakala. I just destroyed it. So forgive me for those of you that's, anyway, we drove up to the top of the mountain, and my view was about 5 feet. There was fog and rain. So I was going to fly my drone up there at 9,500 feet and get some great views, but that didn't work out. So
that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah. It was nice down on the, you know, in the lowlands, but it was so horrible at the top of the mountain. But you know, podcasting sometimes can kind of be like going on vacation. You're doing well, and then you go somewhere and you're like, oh crap, this isn't going to work. So, I was trying to come up with an analogy today to talk about, you know, challenges and shows. And even I, after 12 years of doing my podcast, every once in a while I hit a speed bump, you know. And it's just the way the podcasting space works and the way shows develop. Have you had any other additional speed bumps lately, or?
No, but actually I just thought of one that I don't know if I ever mentioned it on the show. So I use Auphonic before I put the episode out. And a couple months ago I put an episode through and I was saving it to a USB drive that had a whole bunch of other episodes on it as well. And you know, it saved fine as far as I could tell. I listened to the first couple seconds to, you know, just confirm that it was the correct, you know,
right
file. And then I would try to upload it to PowerPress, and it was like the first 5 minutes of the show.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, well, I am leaving for the day, so I'm gonna ask Mike if he can just run it through his version of Auphonic and upload it to PowerPress. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
So that happened. And then 2 weeks later, it happened again. And I had my time and like I investigated it. And it was as simple as that I ran out of space on my USB drive and it only saved, you know, 3 minutes as opposed to the whole episode.
Oh, that's funny. So,
yeah, that one was a little weird to figure out, but.
Well, the key is don't save to a USB, save to the hard drive.
That is something I've also figured out, but you know, when you're running back and forth between two computers,
mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Oh, that's true. Well, you could get you one of those monster. They're almost like an SSD drive. They hold a lot of storage. We need to get you one of those so that it's just easy to run back and forth. That's what I use when I'm. Like when I'm getting ready to go to CES here, I take that with me and it's 256 gigs on a USB stick. So it's just like having a hard driving stick in your pocket. So, all right, that's easy to solve.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Or just delete what's on your stick.
I went and deleted at least, you know, 4 or 5 things before I could actually save it on there and upload it. So right. I kind of worked on that a little bit. There is a lot of cleaning up that I will be doing on the computer and with, you know, just old PowerPress files
mm-hmm.
probably before the end of the year. So that's probably a good thing for other people to do as well.
So one thing that we haven't talked about is, you know, I know that you sent the newsletter out and it kind of, you know, reminded me a little bit about some of the stuff that we introduced this year. You know, we put out Podcaster Radio mm-hmm. that a significant number of podcasters have taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And really, for those of you who don't know what the Podcaster Radio product is, it's really pretty simple. You don't even have to be a hosting customer with us. If you sign up for Podcaster Radio, they basically, as soon as your RSS feed updates and we pull it into our system, the Podcaster Radio guys resync and pull the media over. And then they basically provide your last three shows in rotation. And it allows you to have a live streaming widget that you put on your website, and then you can get distributed into a whole bunch of platforms. Some of them you have to submit manually, just like you do a podcast. But you can be on Sonos, you can be on TuneIn, you can be on the Bose platform. I think there was, 10 or 15 destinations that normally podcasters don't get to that you could get to with this streaming radio.
Yes. And they're all listed on the website, on the Blueberry website.
So Podcast Radio is just another way. And I'm amazed, really. I signed up for it. I'm paying for it just like the rest of you are. So I'm looking at, am I getting my money's worth here? I'm looking at the, you know, the trending. They send you a report once a week with their own type of streaming stats. And I'm just amazed at the numbers I get. And I call them pickups. These are listeners that I'm picking up that I wouldn't get anywhere else. And, you know, and I put a value on that, you know, what it costs to get that pickup. And I'm pretty pleased at this point with that. So if you haven't considered Podcaster Radio, you know, maybe consider giving it a 90-day run and giving it a try and, you know, get it distributed, get it submitted to all those sites and promote it on your show, because oftentimes people have limited options depending on their IT guy at the job they have and what's, you know, what they may or not be able to listen to. I know military folks especially are extremely limited in what they can play in the workplace on a government computer. So streaming is usually not locked down. So, you know, the government workers can access this content as well if they're not allowed to download and play the music, or if the player's blocked or whatever may be going on with the, as I commonly refer to them as IT Nazis, but they don't, and that's really not nice, but the IT guys and how they have your machines locked down.
I never really thought about that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's not as bad as it used to be. Because I think there's a lot of options now, but, you know, some places still limit what employees can do on their, at work, you know, and that's why you see somebody plugged into their mobile devices and with headphones. You know, I go into businesses and half the workforce has got buds in their ears and it's hooked directly to their mobile phone, not even their computer. So,
Actually, I used to work at a law office, and they did not allow us to listen to typical radio. They had like their own radio that they set up on the computer that you could listen
really?
To. Yeah. And instead, that is when I started like binge listening to podcasts on my iPod.
So was, did they like soothing music versus like, you know, rock? Or what were they playing at the law office? I'm curious. Was it just like,
I mean, like each person could listen to whatever they wanted with headphones,
right?
Because they didn't have anything playing over like for the whole office.
Right, right, right.
I think it had more to do with licensing.
Oh. But
that's why they made their own, because they weren't going to play it for the entire office, because there was, you know, like,
yeah,
100 of us there.
Yeah. And they have to pay when you do it publicly over the speaker. Yeah, I understand.
Exactly. So that's why they made their own. And it's, I just didn't like it. So instead, I just, you know, loaded up 20 or so podcasts for the week and would start over again on Sunday.
Yeah. There are times when I have to not listen to anything. If I'm working on proposals or if doing finance stuff or stuff, I have to really concentrate. I'm just like, I have to dial in. But some people they're good. They can listen to music doing any of this stuff, you know?
I can listen to music doing anything and everything, but I cannot listen to podcasts at this job, which kind of makes me laugh because I want to listen to a podcast.
Not to say that. No, hold on here. It makes it sound like we don't let you listen to podcasts.
No. That is absolutely not it. It's that when I do, I either type what I just heard in the podcast, or like I just get distracted and don't do anything at my desk for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The story, and I'm like, this is not productive.
Right.
So I just listen to music at
work. Yeah. It's like when you are listening to podcasts, the only thing it is because it's so, you know, you're dialed in. You know,
you're right. I am writing proposals or, you know, writing someone an email that needs to be properly said. And I need to be dialed in.
Yeah, I understand that completely. So, well, one thing too, is we, this year, you know, for many years we've offered, an enterprise level of hosting or pro hosting. And what we've really tried to attempt to do this year is make sure that people know that we offer, additional level of hosting and, basically an unlimited storage, option where people can, get unlimited storage and then they pay, for the bandwidth. And it basically is, the ability for folks that are running networks to congregate or group together how many ever shows they may have and have one hosting bill. And no other podcasting company publicly puts out their professional podcast hosting unlimited storage pricing and plans. Mm-hmm. And most of you that are listening have just gotten the newsletter. And if you've got 4 or 5 shows, this may be an option for you. And what we find is that a lot of our customers that are on pro never go beyond the base cost of the $100 a month. Mm-hmm. They stay under the terabyte of bandwidth monthly that we give as part of that initial sign up is included in that $100 a month plan. All the details are on our professional podcast hosting page. But what we found is that there are podcasters out there that are maybe with other companies, usually are, that are probably paying all kinds of crazy fees. They're paying a licensing fee. They're paying a per user fee. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. And if you are on a pro plan somewhere else, we want you to take a look at our pro plan. And if you're getting a better deal than what we have displayed, which I doubt, we'll beat it. We'll beat that price. We'll be very competitive in getting your business. So our professional podcast hosting is, again, public. And it's driven us. Doing that was smart, wasn't it? We've gotten a lot of pro customers from that, basically mm-hmm. publicly saying or showing that pricing, yeah?
Yeah, it's made people a lot more comfortable just moving forward with it, because beforehand, people would come in and we'd have to explain it to them, and then they would think about it, mm-hmm. ask a whole bunch of questions. And it's a lot easier for someone to sit down and make a confident decision when they have all of the, you know, all the features and specifics laid out in front of them that way.
And we've gained a bunch of video podcasters too. And, you know, the thing about video is that, you know, a lot of people put video up on YouTube, but you still can't put it up on iTunes. It's, you know, it doesn't cross populate, and video files are typically bigger. So we've been able to bring a bunch of video podcasters on that have medium sized audiences that wanted to be able to make their, you know, their short video programming available via podcast. Now, I've been doing a video podcast now since I'm on episode 1160 something. I've been in the sense about the 600 episode level, probably about 500 episodes. I've been publishing a video podcast. And what I found is my audience over time has went about 80-20, about 80% listen to the audio program and 20% listen to the video program. And that to me is just remarkable why anyone would spend an hour and 15 minutes with me looking at my face on video. But they do. And some people consume content differently. So if you've been thinking about video and wanted to make it available as a podcast, this may be an option for you because it definitely gives you this type of storage that you need to be able to do video.
And I see a lot of people coming in that have that handful of shows, and they say, you know, what should I do? Should I have multiple subscriptions with you, or should I just do the pro? And I tell them every time, just go pro.
Yeah.
It's much easier.
Yeah. You can have 3-4 shows on pro, or even more. Actually, we don't care how many shows you have on pro. It's, you can put 100.
Yeah. You know. I have one of these pro customers. I talk to him on a regular basis. They have like 40 different shows.
Yeah.
And they're one customer. So it's working for them. It's going to work for you.
Yeah. So there's some terms on there on, you know, what it, you know, it does go up a little bit incrementally with additional shows, but you can see that on the pro hosting page. And if you didn't get the newsletter or went into your spam folder, which we hope it didn't. And if it did, please mark that as not spam. Because we do a mass mailing to about, I don't know how many net mailing is. It's huge. And, you know, invariably a few of them get marked that way. And we definitely want to prevent, you know, ending up in some spam bot folder. We're not. We're trying to give you good information. And by the way, Mackenzie, thanks for, you know, newsletter that came out. The end of year one's fantastic.
Thanks.
What else have we got to talk about?
I don't know.
What do you think is going to happen in 17?
17, we're going to some events. So I know at least two of those are coming up in February. So
yeah,
that's going to, like, 2017 starts and we're going to be diving into preparing for those events.
Yeah, it's going to be our first appearance at PodFest Florida. Mm-hmm. And we've sponsored over there. We're not speaking, though, sadly. I think we missed all the deadlines to actually submit listener or, session topics. So, but we'll be available to be chatted to. There'll be a couple. It'll be myself and Barry Kantz. Those of you that maybe haven't met Barry, he'll be there. Barry's a longtime podcaster, part of the team. We'll be down there.
On this show.
Yeah. And then I think it's, who's going to Proclaim? Is it Angelo and Barry going to Proclaim?
Yes.
I think that's how it works. So Angelo Lead Dev will be down at Proclaim or CIO, and Barry will be there too, coming out for that. And then, of course, Podcast Movement in the summer. And I'm sure we'll be at some more stuff as opportunities present themselves.
Right. It's always a matter of what do we choose?
Yeah.
Because it's not that we don't have events that we could go to. It's which one should we end up going to?
And it's hard, you know, because, you know, I was asked last year to come all the way to the East Coast to speak for 5 minutes. I'm like, no, I don't drive across town to speak for 5 minutes. I'll come to do a full session, you know, but I'm sorry, I can't come for, and you know, that particular vendor was disappointed, but I was just like, I just can't do that. I just, you know, financially, it's, you know, it's a, for me to come from Hawaii to speak for 5 minutes, you know, that's ultimately a $2,000 trip with hotel, car, everything else. So we have to use our resources wisely. And, you know, basically it's about using the resources wisely so that we can ensure that we continue moving the bar forward for our customers and for the podcast space.
We learn so much every time we go to an event.
It's true, though. We learn more than I think the listeners do or the attendees do.
Oh, yeah. About what people want, what people do know and mm-hmm. don't know, and you know, what we're doing wrong.
And we're
love to hear the complaints. That's
yeah. And we're
really
not
enjoy that.
And we're not genies. We're, you know, and one thing that we, you know, making sure that we stay agile too is that, you know, Blueberry was formed in July of 2005. And basically, you know, there's a story behind that. If you haven't heard it, you know, I'm happy to share at some point. But the key here is that we're the old guys or the old company in the space. And we don't know all the answers. We don't see every trend. We try to. So as those of you are listening, see something or want something or wish we would do something specific in the platform, new feature in PowerPress or something on Blueberry or whatever it may be, your comments sent to myself or the support line at support@blueberry.com, those get racked and stacked much higher than something Todd wants or Mackenzie wants. Those, mm-hmm. you know, when we hear someone 2, 3, 4 times come and say, oh, this is pissing me off. Believe me, we know that if 4 people have emailed us on one specific thing, we know that there's, you know, 400 others that are thinking the same thing. So we pay attention to your suggestions, and we hope that you'll feed us your feedback on what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong.
We certainly listen, and, you know, based on how many people bring it up, we do our best to get it changed or make it available, whatever it is. So,
and I should also mention on social media, if you mention your podcast and put @Blueberry in your social media post and basically just talk about us, and we usually will retweet that. Mm-hmm. I won't retweet something, sadly, if it has like TuneIn and Spreaker and or whoever else. If it's got, you know, multiple names in the at line, you're more than likely going to get a retweet if it just talks about Blueberry. And maybe that's a strategy for you too. If you want to get retweeted by those other services, you know, do one tweet each, spread them out. And, because I don't want necessarily, let's just be honest, I don't want to advertise the competition.
I mean, that's not what our Twitter account is for. So it's not like, it's not like we're asking for that much.
Yeah. But we're happy to retweet when we can. And we do monitor social media. There's at least 2 of us watching it pretty much 16 hours a day. I've been a little slack here the last week because I've actually, you know, taken a little time off. But
most people have as well.
But normally we're watching closely. And, you know, your first line of support is always the support@blueberry.com. You know, that's the place to go. You know, I see so many people just go straight to Facebook, say, I need help. And then it turns into, and what ends up happening is you get the people that think they know the answer, or you get someone in that wants to, you know, start making commentary about, you know, you should be over on this service or that. You know, there's a lot of fanboys on both sides of the fence. And, you know, we love fanboys and love people that are passionate about companies they support. But when it comes to support tickets, you know, come straight to the source, and we're here to help. We got, you know, both East and West Coast covered, and then I cover usually in the evening hours when something critical comes in that I can tell someone's having a panic attack. And we're all, as podcasters, we've all had those moments where we're like pulling our hair out and understand.
I see so often those, you know, those conversations on Facebook that turn into, oh, we'll just email, you know, so-and-so at Blueberry, or here's their support. Like, and then it just ends up going back to us after 7 people have participated in a conversation with.
Yeah. And I understand
information, some incorrect information.
And I understand sometimes people feel that Facebook is instant gratification. They're going to get instant support. Well, we have a, you know, if you're calling, if it's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, you can call a friend.
Yeah, you can.
You know, and if you're if it's outside of business hours, then, you know, we do have people watching. It's not like we just close up shop and go home. But, you know, we do watch, and, you know, but you will get an answer the next day if we, you know, if someone misses it. But I know that doesn't make people feel good sometimes when they're behind or they're having and trying to get a show out and they're having an issue. That's always frustrating.
Podcasting is time sensitive for a lot of people.
So yeah.
We adhere to that.
Yeah, I understand completely. Anything else we need to chit chat about?
I don't think so. I'm just excited for 2017 and working on some new projects and finishing up some and finding out what else is going to happen.
Oh, man. If we could have got through, you know, we had a dev list this year that was, I think we had 23 priorities. Well, not priorities, but 23 things in the stack. And we didn't get more than halfway down that list. And so, yeah, I'm looking to get some projects delivered and behind us in the rearview mirror and moving on to a bunch of new stuff. But again, it goes back to we can only do what we can do with the resources that we have. And that's all I can really say about that, I guess.
You know, if we got halfway through that list, we got big, significant things done on that list.
That's true.
So, you know, regardless of how many projects you have, depending on that, how big that project is, you're not going to be able to get to all of them.
And not to mention, we completely rebranded blueberry.com and all the associated pages that go along with it. We went and did a top to bottom refresh and back end code that got worked on that hadn't been touched in. You know, remember, our platform is very mature. We've, you know, the blueberry.com website, which has over 350,000 shows on it, and also supports everything that you guys do and publishing and you know, all the stuff that is integrated and talks to one another. And there's 11 years of code in there. So every once in a while, you got to go back and touch stuff. And not necessarily to refresh it, but you know, there's more modern techniques. And as much as I hate going down rabbit holes, devs have to do that sometimes. And we spent a lot of this year doing some of that to the back end. Because we're growing too, so the system had to be able to scale and support the operations and make sure that when someone hits publish, when someone goes post, upload, and publish, that the podcast gets to where it's supposed to be, and we don't get a barrage of emails saying my show didn't publish, which that's never good.
No, that's not how you.
And actually, I don't want to have to go through one of those instances. We haven't in the past. In keywords, we haven't. You know, we've had individuals that have had sync trouble before, and we put some work into that too. So, and sync by meaning PowerPress and Blueberry being synced together. So, other than that, I think we've had a pretty good year. So, but
yeah, I agree.
I'm ready for 2017. I'm packing up. I'm heading up to Vegas here in 2 days.
Yeah. So this is the 28th or the 20th. Okay, today's the 29th.
This is
going out the 30th.
Oh, so 1 day from now. I am headed to Vegas. You know, most of you will go party on New Year's Eve. I leave Honolulu International at 11:40 p.m. And I'll celebrate with champagne at 35,000 feet or maybe an orange juice, one of the two. And then get into Vegas New Year's morning. And I'm all chipper and happy while everyone's walking around with hangovers. It's a great way to do New Year's.
Maybe I should try that 1 year. Maybe I should just try New Year's in Vegas, not on a flight to Vegas.
New Year's in Vegas, bring your Excedrin.
New Year's is like my favorite holiday, so
yeah,
I'll do it.
You know, I'd be honest with you, I used to do the rage and used to go party to 2-3 o'clock in the morning on New Year's, but it would take me like 3 days to recover. So. Right. So it's usually New Year's, and you know, you kiss the wife and you say, okay, Happy New Year's. Or you're at a party, and by then everyone's like, you know, they're like, get out of my house. I want to go to bed. You know, that's. So it's weird. Perspective change. But yes, you're young, so you can go have fun on New Year's Eve.
And I told Mike earlier this week, I'll just celebrate enough for the both of us. So.
Yeah. So are you doing anything special?
No, I'm probably just going to go to do a little bar hopping and then end up at my favorite bar for the actual new year.
Well, make sure you're Ubering. Be safe. I don't want to have to come bail you out on New Year's morning.
No, I'm not about to waste my money on the result of not taking an Uber. I'd rather spend the $20 than deal with that.
Isn't it a beautiful thing? We used to all, you know, I'll be honest with you. In my younger days, there was no Uber. And some of the places I was at, there was no taxis. We were all driving hammered. It just was the case, you know. And now, even in the small town my mom lives in, you can get an Uber. It's just like, yes, you don't have to, you know, just, you know, load that up. And there's no excuse for getting a DUI these days. It's just
easier now.
It's just easy, you know, and just. You know, you Uber in and you Uber out. And you know, yeah, sure, you may have to wait 15 minutes for a ride at, you know, the peak hours of when the bar is closed. But, you know, you hang out and talk with people and sober up a little bit in the cold air, you know. And, I think Uber from and Lyft both should have reduced the number of DUI rates. I don't know. Maybe people just still drink and drive. I don't know. But
I have no idea if they have, but they've certainly, I mean.
It makes it easy.
Me stop driving as much.
You know, I've left cars at bars before and taxied home, you know, and, you know, and then you're like, oh my God, is my car still there the next morning? Because, you know, bars aren't always in the best places in town.
Or is my car there with a ticket from 7 a.m. because I couldn't get out of bed at 7 a.m. Right. to go get it.
Right. So it just alleviates that planning and just Uber to the party and then Uber back from the party. As long as you don't puke in the Uber car, you're good.
I left a phone and an Uber on Halloween, so.
Well, at least you got it back, the Uber driver.
I did. I paid the woman $20 to bring it back, like.
That's funny.
2 minutes later, but, you know, I still got it.
So be safe out there. We want you all podcasting on January 1st and enjoy the holidays. But I think this is it. We've been at this, a while.
Yeah. All right. Well. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you have a fantastic new year or that you had a happy new year. And we'll see you next episode.
Everybody, happy new year.